say a few words about the pain and frustration that many Americans are feeling about our criminal justice system. I'm very pleased that the Department of Justice will be investigating what happened in Ferguson or Staten Island. Each of us has to grapple with some hard truths about race and justice in America. Because despite all the progress we've made together, we have allowed our criminal justice system to get out of balance. And I personally hope that these tragedies give us the opportunity to come together as a nation to find our balance again.
Hold up. Hold on 1 minute. Hold the pirate transmission. Please escort Mrs. Clinton back to her seat. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to say something. Ms. Clinton, you and every other corrupt elitist who's trying to convince the people that you care about us is not only disingenuous and disgraceful, it's downright appalling. Only out of political expediency and for your selfish ambitions have you jumped on the injustice bandwagon. And climbing up on the backs of frustrated Americans in your attempt to elevate yourself as a morally superior defender of justice, you've sunken to a new low. You're right. Our justice system is out of balance. People from your party, whose party platform you exalt, have appointed justices with an agenda to fundamentally transform the United States of America. Justices who have waged a war on God and his people. The same God who has abundantly blessed this nation and who deserves all the credit for the abundance and those freedoms, including the decreasing freedoms we still have left and which you covet. This administration you have supported for years is responsible for selling firearms to drug cartels, which have resulted in dead Americans, for championing and funding the murders of millions of American children, the largest number of which are children of racial minority. Under your watch as Secretary of State, one of our ambassadors and several other American heroes were killed because of your negligence and recklessness, either willfully or out of gross incompetence. But in my mind and in my spirit, I'm convinced it was not from the latter. You implore us to empathize with our enemies, the same enemies who will implement Sharia law and caliphate in this country and displace the United States Constitution and our American heritage if we don't oppose them. And if we don't oppose people like you who are emboldening them, you and your husband have a longer trail of corruption, cover-ups, and more unexplained deaths littering your past than any other people in high-level politics that I'm aware of since Stalin. You and Obama are both disciples of communist and admirer of Satan, Saul Alinsky. We can expect the same anti-American destructive policies from you as we've endured from your contemporary and fellow Marxist student, Barack Hussein Obama. Our justice system is out of balance with our Judeo-Christian American heritage and the vision that the God-fearing founders had for this nation. We know you come from the same camp that embraces the concept of never letting a good crisis go to waste. And now you claim to hope that these tragedies can bring us as a nation to a place where we can find that balance again. I'm standing up here wondering, Mrs. Clinton, at which point are you hoping to return to? You said a place where we can find that balance again. I say, as far as I can tell, seeing you as a student of communism and a proponent of socialism, I'm not sure you could define any point in history that you would agree we ever were balanced. So where is it exactly you plan on taking us if you had your way? But see, this is the way of communists. There is never justice. You must always create and fuel crisis and chaos so you can magically appear with the solution, just like your opportunistic ambitions with the widening racial divide in this country, fueled by the likes of you, Obama, Sharpton, and other enemies of national unity. You know, one nation, under God, indivisible. We're not buying it. We're not buying what you're saying. Your idea of balance of justice will only bring more injustice if your track record is any measure. In fact, Americanism is an obstacle to your agenda. When you say returning to a balance of justice, you really mean when you get to decide what is and is not just. That's all I wanted to say. Partisans, continue with your pirate transmission.
Radio.
Radio Free
V-Dot.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt. Thank you so much for tuning in on this seventh day of December. An infamous day, I might add. On this day in 1941, U.S. territory was attacked for the first time since the War of 1812. Japanese forces attacked the naval and air base Pearl Harbor, which has become known as a day that will forever live in infamy. President Franklin Roosevelt uttered those words in describing that day, and many Americans' lives were lost, along with ships and planes. But it is the lives that really matter. On this day, we pause to remember their sacrifice. Thank you for joining us on this 48th episode of 2014, and it is really a privilege to be with you. I hope you had a blessed week. We've got several things we're going to cover, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Roosevelt. Since we're kind of embroiled in this battle against a communist agenda, which, how many of you thought communism was dead? It went away. It's just a phantom. Well, it's rearing its ugly head, and it is very real. So, hey, thank you for the new listeners, several of you that are joining us from Oath Keepers and Amron Operators, or Oath Keeper Radio Operators, several of you from the Forward Observer Podcast, from Patriot Radio with Matt Shea and I over there on Patriot Radio, and so just lots of folks coming in. It's great to have you with us. I want to thank you guys for your prayers and for your support and for your donations, because the rising cost of expanding and growing never ends. So that is just super critical, and my heart just really, I'm just so grateful for all the support in every different direction, folks that are helping and volunteering and working on the website and just making this whole mission go, and it's really great. Now, the other side of Radio Free Readout, of course, is Amron.com, A-M-R-R-O-N. That's the American Readout Radio Operators Network, Amron.com. And that's a nationwide network of radio operators and communicators that are working hard and diligently. In fact, they just got wrapped up with the East Coast Tappern Nets, the American Preparedness Radio Network, just a little bit ago on the HF Nets. So good job, guys, over there. I was hearing you earlier announce that your nets were starting. They're Sunday night nets. You can go to Amron.com and click on the nets schedule, and see when Amron operators are conducting their communications practice nets. And of course, that's where we'll also meet on those frequencies when a real world situation comes along. which has in the past. And of course, when that happens, we will be implementing the signals operating instructions, which is a 52-page guide called an SOI, signals operating instructions. So you know what frequency to turn to and when and what to say and what not to say and so on. That's available. We make that available for a minimum donation of just $2. And that is really your guide for knowing how to link up with other like-minded people. Someone asked me also, how do you listen to Patriot Radio? How can I listen? Well, it's really easy, and there's multiple different ways that you can do that. Patriot Radio is a daily broadcast that Representative Matt Shea from Washington State and I do. And we also got a third guy, an investor, that's he's going to be joining us as well. And he is from Coins Plus. So between the three of us, and mostly Matt and I, we will be, trading off, and he's going to be in session with the legislature and all that good stuff. So Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. and they're on RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see a banner that says Patriot Radio. Click on that banner, and that will take you to several links. There's the Facebook page, Patriot Radio US, and it will also take you to a website with live streaming, a live streaming player that comes from ACN, the American Christian Network. And whatever happens to be playing on the American Christian Network will be streaming there. But it's just that our show comes on from 4 to 5 p.m., live, and then that show is re-aired at 9 p.m. Pacific later that evening. It's about 4 hours later when we get done, or 3 hours later after we get done. So those are on AM and FM stations all across, reaches into North Idaho, but it's mostly Washington State. If you can't get coverage, then you can go to the live streaming. And then for those of you with smart devices, such as tablets and smartphones, there are apps for the Mac, for the Android operating systems. You can download the app, and wherever you go, you can be listening to live streaming Patriot Radio. Radio Free Redoubt, of course, is a weekly podcast going on going on 4 years. This is, wow, that's pretty amazing. But anyway, what we're going to do is get into this first part here, which is the news and commentary. Current events, things that could affect you as a God-fearing, liberty-minded patriot, concerned about situation in our country and the world and how it relates to you. We try to keep you informed as far as keeping the big picture concept, but then also try to boil that down to a micro level of how it can apply to you whenever we can. All right, the news and commentary is brought to you by Glenn Tate from the 299 Days book series about the partial collapse of the United States and the rebuilding, all on audiobook now, and all 10 of those are out, so check those out. Obama is thinking about putting sanctions on Israel. Well, the Obama administration is refusing to discuss reports that emerged early Thursday claiming that the White House is considering imposing sanctions on Israel for continuing construction on Jewish homes in Jerusalem. That's because Obama doesn't realize that that was a covenant and that actually all belongs to Israel. And he's the one that gave them title to that land. So go ahead, interfere, see what happens. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf dodged several questions on Thursday when confronted with reports that the administration had held secret internal meetings. I wonder if they included Iran in those secret meetings, to discuss taking action against Israel. Wow, these guys, foolish. They're just fools. They're ignorant fools. They don't even realize how foolish they are. Wow. Fearing violence, Jewish groups are creating security infrastructure. Well, they're pretty security-minded, so that shouldn't be a big surprise. Hey, there is, someone sent me a link. This is more domestic, national news. Los Angeles residents are warned of military choppers buzzing over downtown. Apparently, the Marine Corps is doing some urban warfare training in L.A. So, Hey, that would just, I'll bet the illegals are wetting their pants right now. Sure, it's just a cover for a training operation. We know this is really, you're coming to swoop us up. So anyway, yeah, you guys see the Marine Corps, just look up, shout, give them a big hoorah. Those are some patriots right there. Yeah, I think that our government, at least the people that aspire to use our military against their own people, I think that the Marines, that's going to be a tough one to try to convince. Hey, still though, man, there's a group of them that will follow orders. Sir, yes, sir. Two bags full. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to shoot. You point, I'll go kill it. So, but I do know that that branch has, I mean, it is just riddled with patriotic, men and women. So, anyway, so far, harmless training, doing some urban training in LA. I know that's got some people spun up, but well, that's why we're supposed to be vigilant and watchful, right? Make sure that it is just training. It's not geared toward, oriented toward operations against American citizens and things like that. We've got a lot of good patriots in the Marines that keep us informed. When they see stuff, they say stuff. All right, domestic threat to armed service members. Well, we talked about this. This was on Alerts USA. It's been in several places. And actually, we talked about this a couple months ago, but it has, this is a renewed threat. An intelligence bulletin issued by the FBI warning current and former members of the military to review their social media presence for any information that might serve to attract the attention of ISIL and its supporters. So, you know, that's something that you should just be doing anyway. You shouldn't have personal information on there. I mean, you know, use a pseudonym. Don't put things like license plates and don't talk about where you're going to be and when you're going to be there and how long you're going to be gone. And unless you have security in place, and just start thinking about your, you know, think about your security. Don't give them something. It's called PERSEC, Personnel Information Security, so that they can't. Anyone, it could just be a criminal element, but in this case, they're really concerned about credible intelligence indicators that they're getting from the battlefield and from intercepted communiques between operators of, you know, Al-Qaeda and ISIL, ISIS, that indicate they could be targeting U.S. service members based on their social media. So tighten it up, troops. Think security, OPSEC, PERSEC, all right? Oh, here's a really good victory. We talked about this last week. I just started to get into it, and it was really still developing. But these kids that were home birthed and breastfed, taken away from their parents because they apparently refused an EMT's recommendation that they take the child to a hospital. And the whole thing was they were basically using homeopathic. The child wasn't injured. They were using homeopathic remedies for, you know, the kids. I don't know what they had, sniffles or something. That one of the kids wasn't gaining weight. So they put supplemental nutrition on there, or put the kids on a supplemental nutritional diet that was not what the doctor recommended. The doctor wanted to put them on formula. They're like, we don't want our kids on formula. We don't want the stuff that's in it. No, we have supplemental. So I don't know what the details of that are, but apparently, child, did I say DHS? CPS, same thing. They show up to take the kids. And, so the woman's like, it's not going to happen. So she flees out the back, goes to a neighbor's house. They swarm in with the police and child protective services and take the kids. Well, this last week, this went to trial, and the Washington State CPS has an incredible amount of power, way too much for a bureaucratic agency. But there were many patriots who came to this family's aid, and there was a hearing, and apparently parents now have possession of their children, but with partial custody because the state still has partial custody. So basically right now they've agreed the parents will have the kids while they further investigate this. They've basically ruled out the children are not in any imminent harm, in imminent danger. But yeah, we're talking about Washington State here. Remember, it's ruled by fascists and totalitarian type liberals who like to use the word progress. They call themselves progressives. But yeah, it's a scary thing. Fortunately, we've got a lot of really good, strong, God-fearing patriots that came to their aid, and now they have their children. So phase one, mission accomplished. There's still more ahead. So remember them in your prayers and other families like them. This is a couple listeners sent this to me. The House passes a critical infrastructure protection bill. I looked at this briefly. And so right now, basically, this is the consensus among the patriots. This bill passed the House. Apparently, it still has to go through the Senate. And this is a measure to increase awareness and take protective measures against the EMP threat that we face, which is a very real threat. Apparently, it seems like some in Congress are actually listening. So they've passed a measure that if it goes through the Senate, it will really be a strong mechanism to actually get the ball rolling to increase hardening of some of our infrastructure in our country against the threats of an EMP attack. So we could, you know, recover quicklier. Okay, so, on one hand, you know, I shake my head because they've known about this for 15 years. They've done nothing about it. We're completely vulnerable. But then I see I want them to wake up because we're vulnerable to this. But see, we're also much more vulnerable to the ramifications of us turning our backs on God and declaring war on God. That's our vulnerability, because no countermeasures are going to be fruitful. They're going to fail. Whether it's EMP protection, hardened, something, we're going to be vulnerable. Our plans are going to fall apart. We won't be able to do anything that's worthwhile as long as we reject and declare war on God. So, you know, this is something, get a hold of your senator and say, hey, you know, approve this, because this is a national security issue. This is something that's long overdue. But then, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking it's not going to do, nothing we do is going to help. It's going to be, it's just not going to be effective. So that's how I feel about that. All right, we're going to take a break and let Fox 519 bring you the eye on the economy. I want to remind you, too, that since Christmas is coming, it's coming up quick. For your Patriot and communications needs, go to Patriot Depot right there on the right-hand side. Click on that link for Patriot gear and logo wear. And then also go to the Amazon store for your communications needs. And hey, put a Baofeng that fits nicely in a stocking. So anyway, but that supports Radio Free Redoubt. If you're already in the market for something, don't buy stuff you don't need. If you want to support us, you know, financially, just, you know, send us $5 or $20 or whatever, you know, then that's great. But if you are already in the market for a radio, an external antenna, the books that you've been wanting to get, you know, communications related books and Patriot related stuff, and you already plan on going to Amazon, click on through on our link, and then they give us a little slice of that as a referral fee. So that helps support us. I thought I'd throw that out there. Okay, Fox 519 with the eye on the economy, and then we'll be back in just a moment.
All right, everyone, we're going to have our first Eye on the Economy sing along tonight. All right, everybody sing along. You know the words. Da, da, da. Another one bites the dust. All right, another nation takes the leap and has decided to go away from the dollar. I'm starting to sound a bit like a broken record, huh? This has been another busy week for economic news. We have South Korea leaving the dollar for the Chinese yuan. China takes over the American economy, and we have record numbers of Americans without work. This is Sunday, December 7th, and I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is I Am the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Readout. Welcome back. I Am the Economy is brought to you this week by the PrepperRecon.com store. Stop by the PrepperRecon.com supply store for a great selection of Molly compression packs, hydration kits, and concealed carry tactical slings. Packs and slings are available in several tacti-cool colors and camel patterns with your choice of patch to let liberals know how you feel. Choose from the ever-popular Moulin LaBe Come and Take It patch, the Sheepdog patch, or matching U.S. flag patches. Also check out the great selection of Molly-compatible individual first aid kits, which feature an IBD chest seal, quick clot, NPA tourniquet, an EMT shears, and tons of extras. Go to the PrepperRecon.com store and click on the store tab at the top of the homepage. And now, on to the news. Well, like I said in my beautiful serenade to you all at the beginning, another nation has wised up and decided the dollar is on its way out the door, and the yuan is probably the smart move to go with. China and South Korea have launched a direct yuan trading market on Monday that will greatly reduce the exchange costs in bilateral trade between South Korea and China, bankers said on Monday. The market for direct exchange between the currencies of South Korea and China was opened in Seoul on Monday, allowing traders to circumvent brokering the two currencies with the U.S. dollar. According to bankers from both countries, the direct trading market will lead to a significant fall in transaction costs for the two countries, thus eliminating dollar income for us. Quote, the exchange costs will be significantly reduced in foreign trade between Chinese and South Korean enterprises. The direct yuan trading market will cut transaction costs between 3 and 5% during bilateral economic and trade exchanges, said Jin Jing. He is an officer from the Seoul branch of the China-owned Bank of Communications. Previously, to exchange the yuan for the yuan, one currency would first have to be exchanged with the U.S. dollar. Such brokering doubled currency transaction costs between the two countries, whose annual trade has grown to about 50 times since they set up diplomatic ties back in 1992. Quote, in South Korea, the exchange fee between the yuan and the yuan is around 7%, and the figure will hopefully be reduced to around 1.5%. That's actually a really good savings, everyone. And that is to say, if one exchanges 1 million yuan into Chinese yuan, he will save about 50,000 yuan in exchange fees, said Hong Jong-soo. He is a trading manager at the Korea Exchange Bank. The launching ceremony for this really big event was held at 0900 hours at the Korea Exchange Bank headquarters in South Korea. Within 2 hours, everyone, 2 hours, more than 1,700 deals were finalized in the market. It's coming, everyone. The end of the dollar. I've been screaming this from the rooftops, yelling it from the streets. People, you have to listen up. I know those of you who are listening are know and they understand this, but you've got to tell your friends and your neighbors. You have to get out of debt and prepare your families. And my next story will affirm to you why that is again. So, friends in the readout, still think we're the number one economy in the world? Guess what? That spot now belongs to China. According to the International Monetary Fund, the combined purchasing power of China's citizens will now outstrip that of America's. And by year end, China should make up 16.48% of the world's purchasing power for a GDP of $17.632 trillion. The U.S., by contrast, will make up 16.28%, or $17.416 trillion. So, how do they measure this? They used a measurement called the PPP, or the Purchase Power Parity. Try saying that 10 times fast. That is how far your monies would go in either country that would allow you to buy up goods or services. Yes, the PPP is far from perfect. Boy, try saying that again 10 times fast. But it's still a good way to account for varying price levels between countries, particularly in goods and services not open to international competition. In that market, the PPP makes a big difference. According to the IMF, China's GDP this year is measured in simple dollars, making no relative adjustment for prices, and that is $10.4 trillion. Notwithstanding any measurement problems, China's rise has been remarkable. Take this for historical example. In 1980, the Chinese economic output was a tenth of that of the U.S. 4 decades on, the IMF estimates that China's economy will be 20% larger than the U.S. Everyone, this is really, really close. I realize the numbers are being on par. I get that most mainstream economists will poo-poo the numbers I have been repeating to you and say the Chinese people are poor and they don't need much to live on. They do have a point there. But the bigger factor is that China is growing much faster than we are. They are making smarter financial moves. They are buying up every ounce of gold they can get their hands on the planet. And they're backing a development bank with currency that will probably be backed with gold very, very soon. The pace we are running at in the United States is absolutely unsustainable. We have $18 trillion in debt. We have a nation of takers and almost a record amount of people on unemployment and disability. Not only that, we have almost 5 million illegals who are getting ready to come on board and take advantage of the American entitlement programs. I feel like a crazy guy with a sandwich board in the street saying, "The end is near, the end is near." But the truth is, everyone, economic troubles are on the horizon. Finally tonight, 92,529,000 Americans over the age of 16 are still not working. In November, according to the BLS, or the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, the nation's civilian, non-institutional population consisting of people 16 years or older who are not in the military or in an institution reached 248,844,000. The rest just aren't in the workforce anyone who want. There's 37% difference between who's working and who's not. I told you earlier this year that we were creeping up on 34% and it was rising. Well, we have met that threshold and have continued to climb. Don't let anyone fool you. The jobs that the president says that we are adding, frankly, are crap. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad to have a job again. I'm lucky to be making close to what I used to. But I can't tell you the number of people I've run into in the past week who work at my new employer who used to have great jobs. These are people who are making 60 to 70 grand a year. They lost their good job and now had to trade in a job that pays them 14 bucks an hour. That is not a livable wage. I understand why some people want to stay home. I understand why they stay on welfare. I understand it's easier to suckle off the teat of the government than live off them. But what does that earn you, everyone? Frankly, nothing. And in the long run, it isn't a smart investment for your future. For my advice this evening, it's very simple. The holidays are a time when it's really easy to go overboard and spend way too much. Don't fall into that trap. Don't allow yourself to go into debt during this time of giving. It's easy to do, and I understand that you all want to give your family the best and the best gear and the best this and the best that. Don't forget what the real meaning of this season is, everyone. It's a season of Advent. It's the season to celebrate the birth of our Lord. Well, thanks again for listening this week, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Watch through the eyes of Noah Parker as a global empire takes shape. Ancient writings are fulfilled, and the last days fall upon the once great United States of America. Buy The Days of Noah, Book 1, Conspiracy, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.
Thank you, Fox 519. Much appreciated. This is segment two, brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. And you can go to selkirkmountainrealestate.com to help you get strategically relocated if you're moving up to the northern portion of the Idaho Panhandle, getting relocated to the American Redoubt. And congratulations also to several of you who are on your way. I keep getting letters, people I've never heard of before. I was doing some research on moving up there and I stumbled across Radio Free Redoubt and we're like-minded. This is exactly why we're moving, because we're getting out of occupied territory. Thank you guys so much for being there. We wish we would have found you long ago, but we're telling our friends. And so they are positioning themselves to strategically get out of wherever they're coming from. To get to the American Redoubt. Some are going to Kalispell, Montana. Some are going, you know, further south in Montana. Some in Wyoming. And many in Idaho, from the Panhandle all the way down to central Idaho. And then lots of folks, too, that are moving from the western side of the mountains just to get to the east side of the Cascades in Oregon and Washington. Because they're like, well, we're just heavily outnumbered where we are on the left side of the mountains. But When they move further inland, you're in the American redoubt, and suddenly you realize you're not outnumbered anymore, and it's a good feeling, isn't it? Now, last week, we talked about the Oath Keepers working down there in Ferguson to keep several businesses safe. The police approached them and said, you gotta get down from our boss. Our boss sent us over here, and I feel like a moron, but I'm supposed to tell you, you can't be up there. Because they had a little meeting, and I'm just supposed to say, because you guys don't have a private security license. So the Oath Keeper says, what? Well, anyway, one thing led to another, and they're not doing private security. They are standing there as fellow citizens, understanding that they have the constitutional right to protect life and property. And so they are protecting their fellow Americans' lives, because the store owners and the people who lived in the apartments above those stores and in those areas, they felt threatened. Well, the Oath Keeper said, we're not going anywhere. We're going to stay right here, because we're within our right. I mean, our legal, lawful right, according to the laws of God and nature's God and our constitution and our heritage. So yeah, we're going to continue, because the testimonies that came out, I'm getting more and more of these testimonies, not just Oath Keepers, but citizens in general. And it's not white people. It's all backgrounds, Asians and blacks and whites, that are arming themselves to protect these businesses in these communities. And they're working side by side. There's unity. There's no division of them. They're not looking at each other sidewise. It's sidewise. You can't protect this business, man. You're white. You don't belong here. You shouldn't be having a gun in your hand because you're black. We can't trust you. None of that's going on. Not like Hillary and Obama and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all the rest of the ilk that continuously reinforce the division in our country. These guys are standing side by side as free American men with arms, standing against evil, against criminals who are acting unlawfully and in a threatening way. That's a beautiful thing. All the politics, all the race and all that kind of stuff is just aside. They're Americans and they're armed. Well, last week, apparently, there were two separate teams. First, it's suspected there was an FBI team. I hope this isn't true. Anyway, Stuart Rhodes was interviewed. Several other people that were there also gave testimony, basically saying, they're military and police veterans who volunteered as security for local businesses. They've got Iraq, Afghan combat veterans, law enforcement veterans, retired cops, guarding these shops. And all these businesses are burning to the ground. And still, up until last week, there were businesses that were being caught on fire, reportedly. But these businesses, Natalie's Cakes and More, the bakery, a beauty supply store, a dentist office, a Chinese restaurant, they're protecting these businesses. So apparently they had an alarming incident. These are Stuart Rhodes' words. We had an alarming incident that happened last night. This is last week, with our team spotting what looked like a federal three-man sniper team moving into a nearby house on a higher ground, and then pointing their rifles at our team, talking about the team of Oath Keepers, the team of American combat veterans, while their team was guarding the buildings against looters. So this is the problem. They know they got the wrong bad guys. Our team leader called Unified Command, that's the law enforcement, Unified Command, to find out what was going on, and then local police responded. Good. Okay. So then he says the local police were unaware of what the federal government was doing, that there was no coordination. Is that any surprise? The local police on our side. Oh, this is Stuart saying the local police are on our side and expressed gratitude for us being there, but the feds are trying to run us out. The federal government is trying to badmouth this organization of ex-police and ex-military and even called them domestic terror group. The local cops told the feds. I know when they say feds, I don't know who this is. I mean, it wasn't the postman. Are they talking FBI? Are they talking DHS or what? Anyway, the local cops told the feds it was crazy to label us terrorists when all we were doing is guarding against arsonists, said Rhodes. Now, one of the team leaders in Ferguson told BenSwans.com, Joshua Cook, in a podcaster, in an exclusive interview that they aren't there to protect property. They're protecting the people living in the buildings from firebombs. Now, apparently, they had one group pull up, because I've read several different reports, basically all corroborating one another. A silver SUV pulls up across the street. Three guys bail out. They go into this building. They go up onto the higher ground, point rifles at the Oath Keepers. A few minutes later, what appeared to be state police tactical team from Missouri took position at a higher ground rooftop fire station roof, what appeared to be a three-man marksman team, sniper team, pointing their rifles at the Oath Keepers, observing them. And apparently there was some pressure put on by the feds, whoever the feds are, against the local, this unified command center, saying that the Oath Keepers are trouble, that they're domestic terrorists. And I mean, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. We're talking about patriots here, veterans, people who said, I will follow my oath and I will not follow an order violating my oath. That's a domestic terror threat. According to the accounts that we're getting from the reports from this unified command, where they've got, you know, county and city and all these police agencies working together, apparently getting along great with all these private individuals that are providing security, including the Oath Keepers groups. But the feds didn't want the Oath Keepers there. Wow, this is just really amazing. So the message to the law enforcement officers, especially the federal, the FBI, the FBI, I know the FBI guys listening right now had nothing to do with that. You're in a different, you're in ComSen and SIGSen and intercepting communications and stuff. You're not operational in the field, but, if you guys ever get in a position, any of the operational guys that are out there listening, whatever agency you're listening, you know, you happen to be with, remember your oath, remember that you took an oath of office, and be rational. Are these guys that are up there huddled around a cup of coffee, standing on a rooftop with the AR-15, lean against the wall while they're standing there talking and observing and looking through binoculars? It's obvious they are not criminals. It's obvious that they're made up of multi-ethnic, backgrounds, that these guys are patriots, that these guys are, just like you. They're willing to stand. They're the kind of guys that if you're in trouble, you want to have happen to be walking by. But when a tactical team, while there's rioting, looting, burglary, arson going on, and you deploy a tactical team to put glass on a group of patriots that have volunteered to help businesses in the community protect themselves, that's a bad decision. That's a wrong move. That's a misplaced, that's poor target identification and acquisition. So think about that, guys. When you're on one of these teams and you get a call from your supervisor, stop and say, wait, hold on a minute. Sir, are you sure? Because this don't seem right. Now, okay, you get the order. You got to follow orders. All right. I'll go out there because there's the Oath Keepers and somebody's all, ooh, Oath Keepers. So somebody's all riled up because there's Oath Keepers and they fell for the, they drank the Kool-Aid, they fell for it, that, you know, Patriot, former veterans and stuff like that are somehow a potential domestic homeland terror threat. So I got to go out on the stupid roof and watch these guys while there's real criminals and looters and anarchists, you know, running all over the town. Okay, I'll go up and stand on the rooftop, but I'm not going to point my rifle at them. This is creating an adversarial relationship with people unnecessarily. So think about that. Don't exacerbate that. They are trying to divide us. All right, stand strong. Just look at the Constitution. Look at our history. Learn your history if you don't know it. Know it, and then know where you stand. And also know that historically, oppressive governments have used their law enforcement, their federal agencies. They've gathered more power to themselves. They've collected power that was not authorized to them. It was really illegal power, just like they've done today. Make the right choice. So anyway, that's all I got to say on that. I'm going to take a break. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about communism. I know it's dead. It's gone. The Berlin Wall fell and it just poof, went away. But we're going to talk about it anyway. Just because I don't think it's dead. So we'll be back in just a minute. This is the Voice of the American Readout.
Across America, the police state is growing. If you are in law enforcement or in the military and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, and you see training and indoctrination that supports the police state, notify Radio Free Readout at once so we can inform others. You can do this confidentially. Your email and any other information will never be made public without your permission. Remember, if you see something, say something.
This is Shan Hemphill with Works LLC. We provide lifetime guaranteed holsters and magazine carriers for the armed citizen. Check us out at werkz.com or call 855-WORKS01 for your custom gear needs. Don't forget to use coupon RFR at checkout for 15% off. Thank you and God bless.
Hi everyone, this is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more. This is segment three. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and I want to thank you for supporting our sponsors. Katie Armour has been just so good to us. They're just a great, they've really helped keep us on the air. They've covered our website costs, and I don't know, they're just great patriots. So if you guys find yourselves in the need for body armor, they sell AR-500 level 3 body armor. Oh, and they're working on a cool video. I got to see I had a test plate where they just shot these plates up with all kinds of stuff. AK-47, M855 ball, penetrator, just all kinds of different ammo. Well, now they got a video and I got to see just kind of the raw footage. So they're editing that now. And so you're going to be able to have that available to be able to go and look and see exactly this stuff in action. No, nobody's wearing it. They're not going to do anything ridiculous like that. But they are definitely showing the performance tests on those plates. Really cool. Go check them out. Oh, and use your code, your coupon code, John Jacob, to get a discount on your next purchase for KDR Armor. Equipment and all the gear, the plate carriers and drop pouches, ammo pouches, and really good stuff. Yeah, Mrs. Schmidt said, hey, do you ever see this great seal of, actually it was something that Benjamin Franklin pushed for our seal to be our national seal. And it actually read, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen this crest before. Of course, I've heard that phrase and the saying. And there's actually several of our founders who are quoted as saying that rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, or resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. But in one form or flavor of another, several of our founding fathers used that phrase, either in speeches or quotes or writings. And in this case, Benjamin Franklin, I'm going to put that up. We're going to put that up. I'll get Pauly01 to post that over on the Facebook page too, because that goes all over the place. But we'll put it on the highlights and resources posting, if nothing else. You know, I think it'd be cool. Yeah, I got an idea. So anyway, yeah, I thought that was a really cool piece of our history that I never really saw as, you know, actually becoming, you know, part of our national emblem edge. Speaking of rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, don't forget they've got the I Will Not Comply rally that's coming up next weekend, and that's going to be on Saturday the 13th of December. Several great speakers are lined up to be there, and we're not able to make it over there for, you know, that weekend. But they've apparently have got a bus that's going to be leaving from Spokane, Washington, over to Olympia, making several stops. And where is the information? There it is. I've got it. So I'll put it up there. They're stopping in Moses Lake. And yeah, from Spokane, they're stopping in Moses Lake and then on to Olympia. So, excuse me, a bus that's going to be taking you to the I-594, I Will Not Comply, resisting an illegal and unconstitutional piece of legislation, initiative that was passed in the last elections, basically criminalizing a lot of aspects about firearms ownership and transfer. So that's going to be a really cool thing. Go check it out. Okay, communism. All right, first of all, communism is not dead. It is very much alive, but it has morphed, kind of like a bad, like Ebola, really. It's kind of mutated a little bit. Now it's even worse, though. You know how when you kill a virus and using, or bacteria, when it comes back mutated and even more resistant the next time? Well, this new flavor of communism that we have is really a globalist. It's an amalgamation of all of these statist, communist, socialist, globalist, controlling type of system. And, you know, it used to be almost like this mythical creature, you know, this hunt for the communist. There's a communist amongst our men, and people would use it loosely. You know, yeah, he's probably a communist. Oh, I am not a communist. You know, and then people get all upset and stomp up and down. I am not a communist. I'm not. Well, that used to be a bad thing. And now it seems like it's not. In fact, there's people who are boldly, openly proclaiming themselves to be communist with a grin on their face. And they sit up and their chin goes out and they're proud. They're proud to call themselves a communist. Now, you know that chin sticking out, you know what that makes, right? Makes a really good target. I mean, the urge. I'm not saying actually do that. I'm saying you get the urge, right? But you know who has the strongest urge to tap them right on that proud chin? Are people who came here from communist regimes. See, like the Berkeley dope-smoking hippie types who call for communism, socialism, they wear the Che Guevara shirts and stuff like that. They have no clue what they're asking for, what they're demanding, what they're trying to achieve. But the people who endured communism, they despise communism. And they're just looking at America, just shaking their heads. And we've covered this before. We've talked about this. But in Germany, the far-left party, the communists, returned to power 25 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall. Germany's far-left party has returned to power in a state government for the first time since the Berlin Wall fell 25 years ago, stoking heated debate about its communist roots. The left party, widely seen as the successor to the Socialist Unity Party, also known as SED, that once ruled East Germany, will head the government of Thuringia. I'm not familiar with that. That must be a new... last time I was there, I was in Berlin 2 weeks before the wall came down. So I was in a different part of West Germany when there was a West Germany, when the wall actually came down. That was an amazing time. I remember that well. This must be one of the states that was within the area of East Germany, because I've not heard of Thuringia. After the state parliament narrowly voted to approve a new coalition. You're seeing a rise in this. And now you say, now here's the thing. You used to point and go, a communist. And everybody would look, where? Right? But now you point and you go, a communist. And they go, yeah. And you're just staring at them like, are you serious? Do you not? Well, hey, man, we're not. Who are you? Or now are you a judge? Is there something wrong with being a communist? I mean, it might not be right for you, but it might be right for him. Yeah, but he wants it to be right for me, and he wants to force it to be right for me. That's the problem with communists. That's in Germany, though. I mean, so that's, 7,000 miles away, 6,000 miles away from the United States. Nothing to worry about, right? Well, not actually. We're actually more infested with communists in the United States. The protests. Now, this is not about injustice. Wherever there's a sniff of injustice, here comes the communist. And among these Ferguson and several of these other city protests and New York with this latest case just this last week, guess who's crawling all over this? In Chicago, Oakland, LA, all over the place, communist organizers. It's communist organizers that are putting all this together. Well, you haven't offered one shred of evidence for that. It's just conjecture. No, actually not true. They've recovered several documents left around. One of them is it's a chant sheet from the Progressive Labor Party. Let's look at some of these. I got a photo of this chant sheet. Things, different ideas for things that you can chant, the crowd can chant. Asian, Latin, black and white, same enemy, same fight. Workers of the world, unite. That's got a ring to it. Racist cops, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide. That sounds like a good one. That probably came from Berkeley. White cop, black cop, all the same. Racist terror is the name of their game. Just think of the logic of that. White cop, black cop, all the same. Racist terror is the name of their game. Now, they just lost all credibility as soon as they said white cops and black cops are using racist terror as the name of their game. I mean, it's just kind of, you can't expect for, leftist, communist, liberals to use logic. Hey cops, you better start shaking because today's pigs is tomorrow's bacon. That's a good one. Written probably by a fourth grader. Racist cops get off scot-free while workers live in misery. It's always about the workers. But the unions will come and save us, right? The power to the people, workers' unions, which is the root of all socialism and communism. Actually, it always starts there. This is real stuff. This is from PLP.org. Go there. Go check it out. PLP.org. Power to the working class. There's a whole list of them. Here's an article over there. And this was at PLP.org just on the 27th of November. So just this last week. Here's an article. Barack Obama's latest immigration reform is a major step by the U.S. ruling class. All the terminology here is just classic communist terminology. It's a major step by the U.S. ruling class toward an eventual world war. In itself, the initiative is narrow and limited, a temporary reprieve from deportation for up to 5 million undocumented immigrants. Not illegal aliens, of course. Remember, these are communists. No borders, right? Open border. You just one world. These are globalist communists. But by bypassing Congress, Obama made an important statement. He is concentrating the power of the presidency, an essential prerequisite for pursuing broader international conflicts. Obama's immigration plan springs out of the U.S. military's need to recruit masses of Latin, Black, and Asian youth to fight imperialist wars in the Middle East and South Asia. This is just, I mean, the communists are all over this stuff. But see, these really are like JV communists compared to Obama and even Hillary, because they were both groomed by the same Saul Alinsky. And they're both very influenced by, I can't think of it right now. But anyway, they have the same influences. I mean, they are the ruling class elite. See, these people here on the streets are the useful idiots that Lenin spoke of, because you've got this proletariat versus bourgeois. You've got the communist leaders, which are the elite, and all the workers people all pushing for communism too, drinking the same Kool-Aid, but they've just got different roles. People on the street are fighting for justice, social justice, environmental justice in today's work. Okay, basically I covered this to say a few different things. First of all, don't be deceived into thinking communism isn't alive. Don't be deceived into thinking that the people in power that are in power right now are going to protect you and save you from injustice, because they are not. Now, these communists on the street, they're all screaming for justice too. We're screaming for justice. That is where our commonality ends. We want justice, because their idea of justice is completely polar opposite of what we want for justice. Because ours is, well, faith, moral, religious based. Theirs is communist based, which is atheistic. So we want to use scripture as the standard. They want to use whatever the whims and fancies of the culture happen to be at the moment as the standard. So, that's where we are. I was going to get into this thing with Roosevelt, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to cover it a little bit, because it's December 7th. He used this platform to implement several socialist, at best, communist agendas. Even Obama said that, you know, Roosevelt was called a communist, not a Democrat. And of course, we're dealing with Obama that people are calling a communist and a socialist. We're not calling him a Democrat, right? So he reaches out to this past president to draw this parallel. Well, people called him a communist. They didn't call him a Democrat. And so what he's trying to do is kind of categorically put him in there with Roosevelt, because he knows that people are looking at Obama, pointing and saying communist, socialist. He's like, well, that's what they said about Roosevelt. They called him a communist. They didn't call him a Democrat. Yeah, but he was a communist, heavily influenced, at least, the very least, by communist influences. Obama mentioned that. That comparison, he said, that's what's happened. So here's the argument that Obama, I mean, this is his statement. What's happened is that whenever a president tries to bring about significant changes, particularly during times of economic unease, so he's referring to Roosevelt, but he's really talking about himself, right? He's trying to take this two-sided sticker and make Roosevelt and himself, you know, cling to this. What's happened is that whenever a president tries to bring about significant changes, particularly during times of economic unease, like back when Roosevelt lived and like right now, then there is a certain segment of the population that gets very riled up, Obama said. FDR was called a socialist and a communist. So what he's saying is today people are getting very riled up. And I know that people are calling me a communist, but that's what they called FDR. Well, he was. In fact, there was one paper in particular. In 1936, Roosevelt was running for re-election. Hearst, now if you don't know who Hearst was, the Hearst family, it was a dynasty, basically. They had a huge printing conglomerate, all right, newspapers mostly, newspapers and other publications. So Mr. Hearst, this is where, you know, Patty Hearst from, you know, the Symbionese Liberation Front, she was, or the Liberation Army in LA, she was abducted and basically joined this group, this radical group, and she denounced her father's capitalist stuff. Anyway, Patty Hearst. Well, this is the same family. So Mr. Hearst says that he's going to support the Republican going against the Roosevelt because he's a communist and leftist. So this battle goes on before. It's kind of like we're seeing today, the information war and misinformation war going on with the communist trying to misrepresent his title, really. Anyway, this goes way back. We should just dedicate some time just kind of peeling so we can do a really good presentation on that. Some of those policies then, how they were disguised, how they were sold, how we tried to counter it, how they countered it. Here's a really good statement, and then I'll move on. Then we'll get into the drawing coming up. Now, you know how we try to call Obama out and he responds with, you know, you're just distracting us with these things. This is what Roosevelt does. Roosevelt says a certain notorious newspaper owner made these statements, but the American people will not permit their attention to be diverted from real issues to fake issues with which no patriotic, honorable, decent citizen would purposefully inject into American affairs. Okay, so while we're trying to point out, look, Obama, you can't produce a birth certificate, for example, and the one that you have is obvious that it's been altered multiple times. So what he says is, well, this is such a distraction when there's real things to be dealing with. I mean, and what they do is they demonize the, you know, the people who've become known as birthers. And, so what they'll do is they'll take something, Benghazi, for example. What, you're worried about something that happened in Benghazi? That was like so 6 months ago. We've got Ebola going on. Oh my gosh, we got to deal with Ebola. And you're worried about something that happened way back in the past. Let's just kind of move on, shall we? Because you're distracting us from having to deal with something very, very important. And that's how these guys operate. That's where we are. All right, let's do some digital communications training. And don't check out if you think this isn't for you, because this is going to be a very common way of communicating in a grid down emergency disaster type situation. So stay tuned and we'll be back in a moment.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan, and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776, or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Okay, this is, where are we at? Episode 1448. Amazing, huh? Amazing that Christmas is, what, 18 days away? I know, some of you out there are like, that's a pagan holiday. We took it over. I mean, we dominated it, right? It's ours now. We are on a conquest, and I don't know, whatever it used to be. It's the day that I focus on being thankful that this was the day that the Lord came in the form of man. What an amazing time and day of fulfilling prophecy and a season of, oh, it's just an amazing thing. So we took it over. Okay. So anyway, that's coming up here. Really amazing. We're going to be up to episode 1452 before you know it. I think it will be. We took one off, didn't we? A couple off. Okay. Anyway, John Jacob at RadioFreeRedoubt.com is how you can get a hold of me. And RadioFreeRedoubt.com, that's with a B, RedoubT.com. If you're new to us, or if this was given to you on a CD or some other type of downloaded format, and you're not actually on the website, so you don't know what we're talking about, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Now, segment four is brought to you by AMP3 Medical. That's the Austere Medical Preparedness Project. They've got some really great Christmas specials going on right now, and those guys sell and build medical and specialty gear for the prepared citizen. Also got some great training videos over there on YouTube covering a lot of different prepper stuff, gear reviews and medical YouTube videos and communications videos. Their mission is to simply provide the very best hand-picked medical kits made in America, and their vision is to keep America working and produce a quality product that they can be proud of and that you can take comfort in owning. Click on the banner on the right-hand side there at RadioFreeRedoubt.com, and that will take you through to AMP3. Hey, welcome all the new listeners from the Forward Observer podcast. Apparently, several new listeners came over and have been actually getting involved with AMRON, the ever-growing nationwide emergency preparedness. We also have the new SOI version 3 is out. That's the latest version. And the latest revision is 2014-1205. And there was just, if you look at the, go to the download page, and that will have the latest revision and exactly what was revised. Very minor revisions on there, but necessary. And so some of those changes, you can just pencil it in. That simple. But thank you guys. All right, now as far as the SOI goes, something was revealed to me. So I would say, because, you know, I love you guys. I mean, I love you guys. I love the listeners. I love the AMRON operators, other patriots, people that are not patriotic, but patriots. I mean, motivated to action. You see what's going on in your country. Look, we're all in the same camp. We're all in this together, right? We're joining forces. This is really just really good stuff. So I love this listening audience. And I've become, I would say, it's the most amazing friendships and relationships have been built through this whole project. That it's one of the fringe benefits I've never really anticipated, but have enjoyed. However, my beloved, but you in time. Okay, how many of you are part of AMRON and you do not have a copy of the SOI? Now, that's a signals operating instruction booklet. It's a quick reference for the communicator. If you don't have an SOI, how in the world do you think you're going to be able to communicate with others of like mind? Because that's where it tells you what frequency to turn to, when to turn to that frequency. That's the guide right there. I mean, we have practice nets, and there's There's frequencies listed there, but there's a time schedule in that SOI. This is so we know everybody's on the same page. It's all put together there for you. Look, it's a minimum contribution of $2. Put $2 in an envelope and shoot it off to our drop mail. There's no PayPal, no electronic trail. Well, other than we're going to email you. So what? You emailed us when you joined, right? So we're going to email you the download instructions and the password to get to the download page. And you right click, it's PDF, download, save, print it out, put it in my combo binder. But how many people, when I put out the notice, hey, the new SOI is out, I just put it out blanket to all of Amron. And then I got people going, I don't know what my password, how do I, and it became apparent that we had several Amron operators, many, that didn't have an SOI. So you've got to be able, we made it $2, so there's no excuse for anybody not to have it. I mean, it's very obvious. We're not trying to get rich off of this. Not a big scheme. So, and it's worth much, much more than that. And some of you guys have contributed much more than that. And we're very, very grateful. Many of the forums too are all organized now. Go to Amron.com in the upper left-hand corner of the communications resources tab. At the very top of that drop-down menu says Amron forms. We've organized that. We've made those for downloadable. The FL message custom forms, the printable PDF forms, all those are there. Okay, so you got access to those. Let's see what else. Okay, now this is where we're at tonight. In just a few minutes, we're gonna have the contest, or we're gonna have the communications training. So this message, what we did is we put out a training message last week. A lot of you guys have been kind of working through getting these custom forms, getting your digital communications free software downloaded, and so on. You guys got a week to get this together. If you're just maybe you've missed the last few episodes of Radio Free Readout, or if you're new, you can get caught up. If you go to Amron.com in the upper right hand corner, just there's a little search box, type in digital. There are several articles there that are very good tutorials that'll walk you through the process of downloading the free software, getting it set up on your laptop so that you can decode radio communications that are using digital modes, like text messaging, but only over the radio. Now, what we've done is we've provided these as audio files, so you don't need a radio. You don't need to somebody be close, you know, somewhere transmitting, and you're sitting there trying to receive it and decode it. We provided this to you at your leisure. You can go to the website. You can play the audio file and hook it up just like you would as if you were hearing it on a radio and decode it. Decode the message. And then each week we have a drawing and we give prizes away, and or we give a prize away. But next week we're going to be giving several prizes away. And we didn't give anything away last week, or we're not giving anything away this week from last week's communications message. All right, feel like I'm confusing myself. So this is what we're going to do. Everyone who entered last week, excuse me, you are in the Iraqi steel pot, okay, the helmet. And so I'm going to pull a name out. The winner here today, what you win is 5 entry tickets for next week's drawing. That's our way of saying thank you for continuing to train. So, what we're trying to do is give you guys incentive to get your communications up and running. And this is fun. It's really cool. And one day this will be very valuable. So here we go. I'm going to pull a number out and a name. So here we go. Whiskey 11. I say again, code name Whiskey 11. You, sir, are the winner of 5 entry tickets for next week's drawing, where we're going to be giving away several several things in that drawing. And hopefully our goal is to have stuff out to the winners from next week when we have the drawing, to get all that stuff to you guys by Christmas or very close to it. So Monday I'll be shooting some stuff out that I've been meaning to and have fallen behind. Now, what we're going to be giving away, a Baofeng UV-5R brand new radio, a clandestine radio operator's book, a historical book of the firsthand accounts of how the resistance heroes lived and their training in England, along with color photos of the radio equipment they used, and accounts by British historians, radio operators, and those who belonged to the Allied underground. Also, giving away Freedoms in Freedom's Cause, the true story of Braveheart. And In Freedom's Cause is a radio theater production on two CDs. It's the real story of Wallace and Bruce by G.A. Henty. And that is a very, very cool thing. I'll play part of that for you next week. And Attitude Gear, Antenna Flags. These are really neat that we've had in a couple places where we've set up to do public demonstrations and talk about AMRON and get the word out. And we got these, or actually ATV flags that you put on a, you know, like a fiberglass whip on ATVs that are, you know, back road, or racing. And, but the owners over there, Attitude Gear, want to support Radio Free Readout and AMRON. And so, those are available to purchase, and those can be mounted on your antennas. Very cool. I've got a couple of them, and we used them at the SIGINT exercise. But they are giving away two flags to two different winners next week at attitudegear.com. And what else we got here? Radio Free Readout and AMRON window decals, vehicle decals with the CH3 logo on it, and some Radio Free Readout stickers as well, window stickers. So anyway, lots more stuff. We're going to be giving away probably everybody that enters next week. Pretty close to it. We'll be getting something. So lots of fun. Okay, now I'm going to close this out. But first I want to talk about this communications exercise. What's going to follow right after this broadcast is an audio file that has three messages. Okay, and if you have everything set up right, like you should, these will all open up automatically, and there is instructions in there. You follow the instructions in these three different messages. You put that together, and you'll know what to do. You email me according to those instructions, and you'll be entered. You have until noon next Sunday to get entered, and you have a week to get your comms up, to get the free software downloaded, to get everything set up, and up until noon next Sunday to get your entry in. And I really want to encourage you to participate in that. And we've got lots of gear and stuff to give away to you guys. So anyway, that's going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. So God bless all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Great to be with you. Great to have you with us. And keep your prayers and letters of support coming in. We're very grateful for that. Anyway, I am John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.